Ms. Barbara, and we are talking with Ann Nichols today. Ann is the director of the East Bonner County Library, and we're going to look first at an overview of the programs and the resources at the library, and then we're going to zero in on some special events that are going on, maybe seasonal events for this time of year, or something new that might pique your interest. So get your notebook out, get your calendar opened up on your phone, and see if we can schedule you in for something fun. So we have a lot to talk about today, and we're going to get with it right after this.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Accidents happen, but your P1 FCU debit account can help you pick up the pieces. P1 FCU Perks, powered by Bazing, offers cell phone protection up to two $400 claims per year. Does your debit card do that? Just pay your cell phone bill from your preferred or PowerPlus debit account and you're covered. P1 FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Only available with P1 FCU preferred or PowerPlus debit accounts. Insured by NCUA.
At Super Run Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. It's so easy and convenient. Just go to superrunfoods.net and select your items. You can also view the weekly sale items, online specials, and more. Then set the time to pick up your groceries. Park in the spaces reserved for online shoppers, and your personal shopper will deliver your items to your car. It's that simple. And Super Run is now hiring. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour, with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superrunfoods.net.
Northern Quest 20th Anniversary Celebration is in full swing, and you don't want to miss it. Enter daily for a chance to win a new Ford Bronco Sport in our three-day anniversary extravaganza, April 23rd through the 25th. Play in our $20,000 anniversary slot tournament on April 14th. Even take a shot at 10 grand in our anniversary guessing game. And you could be celebrating a lot more than our anniversary. Details at northernquest.com.
The Kalispell tribe has always had a tradition of giving back, even when there wasn't much to give. But since opening Northern Quest 20 years ago, we've been able to give back more than ever, with 1,500 jobs, $20 million donated to the local community and nonprofits, and a $275 million economic impact on the region annually. So here's to the Kalispell hospitality that made it all possible, and to another 20 years of even better days ahead.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, everybody, we are back. And before we get to the library, I have an announcement to make. Randy Wilhelm, who is the head guy and teacher for the Lake Pondere High School flower baskets that they do, these gorgeous hanging baskets that they always have available to sell for Mother's Day. And they have vegetables and, you know, other things also. But they had the wrong date, as it turned out, just a typo error. So he wanted me to make sure that everyone knew that they go on sale Monday, May 3rd. That's the Monday before Mother's Day. So you've got some time to get this on your calendar. Monday, May 3rd, those baskets go on sale. And typically by Thursday, Friday, they're sold out. So you want to get there fast if you want them, and they are gorgeous. All right, so that's Lake Pondere High School Mother's Day Hanging Baskets, open for sale on Monday, May 3rd. All right, Ann Nichols, welcome to the program. It's lovely to have you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a delight to be here and
thank
to be
you.
Able to talk about everything we have going on at the library. It is a marvelous place to be.
You know, we were talking before we went on the air that, you know, we actually met each other years ago, 8, 9, something like that, but haven't seen each other since then, even though I'm in and out of the library. I'm not in and out of your office. So it's very nice to reconnect with you. Well, I know everybody out there, because of headlines in the newspaper and all the things that are going on, there are a lot of people right now that are thinking masks. So let's just get that out of the way. Let's talk about it, and then we can move on to other things. First of all, you being the board of trustees for the library, have decided to maintain a mask mandate, even though there are other, like Panhandle Health and Lake Pendre High School, for example, who have decided not to do that, that's not necessary. So let's begin with, why did the board decide to keep the mandate in place?
It is actually not a political stance at all. It is just a health issue. And we really hope that we can do our part to keep people healthy while they're in the library. And to do that, we have looked at the CDC guidelines, and they recommend that everyone wear a mask when they're within a building or within 6 feet of each other. So it's important to us just to keep people healthy. We have a lot of elderly people that come into the library, a lot of people that have medical conditions, and we've had a lot of people thanking us for making it a safe place, as safe as it can be.
What are the programs and the resources that you have for people who, for whatever their reason is, they do not want to wear masks, they don't agree with it from a health standpoint, because there are opposing opinions of what the mask can and can't do. So what services are available to them that they can still access the library but do it outside, I guess?
Yeah, we never wanted to have to close the library, because it's important to us that we have everything available as much as we can. And so we did a lot of things right from the start, clear last year, thinking about what we could do to let everyone have some access, at least to the library, without having to close for long periods like many of the libraries in the area have done. And so we have a curbside pickup and delivery system. So you just need to call in or email in, and the people in the library, the staff, will select your materials and bring them out and set them on a table or have them there for you so that you can drive by and pick them up. And a lot of people have taken advantage of that. We've done other things to help people have more access to the library, like programs. We didn't want to have to just have no programs at the library, because people love those and we enjoy having them. So we have put in a lot of effort trying to be able to produce programs online so that people can see them over Facebook or other means of electronic resources. So the staff has really worked at that, doing some story times and putting on other programs from other authors in the nation that have let us do that for them.
So, you mean what, Zoom or?
Some of them have been by Zoom and some of them have been by Facebook. We've also beefed up our Instagram and made that kind of fun. I had like an employee of the week or something like that to try to let people see us. If they can't come in, they'll still be able to see us and know that we're working for them.
I think that probably whether people agree or disagree with the mask mandate, and I actually don't understand the word mandate, you know, how it is that this can be mandated, but I think that a better question is, what is it going to take for the library board to be comfortable in saying, you know, we're going to agree with these other entities in our area? Maybe New Jersey is different, or California, or we're seeing CDC statistics are so kind of skewed nationwide influenced. But anyway, to see in Idaho, what is it that's going to trigger the board to say, okay, we don't need to wear masks. If you want to, you can, but which, you know, it's not going to be mandated. So you would make it a personal choice. If I'm older and I feel more comfortable keeping my mask on, fine. If I'm not, then not. What will change that, do you think, Anne?
Well, there are several factors involved, I'm sure, but the board is really looking at everyone's opinion. They do understand there's diversity and lots of people have different ideas, and we're just trying the best we can to make everything available and still keep everybody healthy. So we are looking, the board, I'm sure, is looking at the CDC recommendations and guidelines. We are not connected with other organizations, say, like, we can have our own policies. Mm-hmm. We don't have to have the same policy that they have at another library, for instance. And they are legal. We have checked that out. And mm-hmm. It is legal to make our own policies when they have to do with health. It's much like wearing shoes or shirt for service or a seatbelt, that mm-hmm. sort of thing.
But, I mean, what will happen that the board would say, okay, we don't need that? I mean, I would think Panhandle Health would be some influence. I see CDC, but Panhandle Health might be an influence. So what is it what number or situation are you going to look at that's going to make this change?
They'll be looking at it all the time. And you know how things change. They can change overnight. Once everyone has had an opportunity to be vaccinated, that will maybe be one factor. Not everybody will decide to vaccinate. That's right. For sure. It's their choice. But once everyone has had the opportunity to make that choice on their own, that will maybe make a difference to the board.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to let people know that I'm hoping to have Anne back on some kind of a routine basis to catch up, because there are so many programs and so many things going on and so many new things going on at the library. So we'll have an opportunity to, you know, update this as the months go on. So let's turn our attention now to some of the resources, and I have a list here, and I don't know if it's in the right order. I switch things around a little bit, but I thought I would begin with computers and technology, because that's an access that everybody can have, and you've got here a new web page. What's that all about?
Yes. One of our staff members has been working on that for almost a year, to get it to be more user-friendly and just easier to read. It's not as cluttered. It's just hopefully a lot simpler, but have the information at people's fingertips so they can see what's happening at the library and what resources we have, what materials we have, and be able to click on those and get them just right away.
Is that ebonnerlibrary.org?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so ebonnerlibrary.org, all lowercase.
That's
and
right.
Then you have to promise not to change it again, because once we all learn all of this, then we don't want to relearn. Some of us want to just go to that same button I'm always used to going to.
I can relate to that. Thank you. But yes, I don't think we will be changing it significantly in the near future, since we just turned it on.
And if you've made it more accessible, that's even better. So ebonnerlibrary.org that's always been your webpage address. This
yes.
is just you've updated that webpage.
Yes, and we're able to do it now on our own instead of having to go to someone else to say, please update this portion of our webpage for us, because we don't have the ability to do that. It's better now, so we can do it on our own.
Another area of technology, and we were talking about this when we went on the air, I have become addicted to Audible books, and Libby is the Audible book program that the library offers, free. Is it free? It is
yes,
free. Yes,
absolutely.
So talk to us about e-books and audio books that are available at the library. How do people access that?
Okay, we have both ebooks and e-audible books.
Ebooks come up on your Kindle or on your phone
yes.
or computer, and
yes.
Audible, it They read the story to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we've got thousands of them. In fact, we just now, within the last month, have gone to other libraries in Idaho, and it's called The Idea. And I'm sorry, I don't know what those stand for, but it's other libraries letting us use their purchased materials, ebooks and e-audio, and they can use ours as well. So it's not exactly a consortium. We still buy our own and they buy their own, but we're allowing each other to use their other materials. So it did increase how many you're able to have access to.
Okay, this is a question I hadn't planned on asking, but it's interesting to me since I am over here primarily using Amazon's Audible, which costs money,
uh-huh.
And they have, you know, whatever books they have, thousands of books, and you can sample who is narrating if you like the voice and all that. Are the books, audio books that you're offering, the same ones that Amazon, like there's one Audible audio book, like somebody's new book that's out, like Joel Rosenberg's book is just new out, and he's one of the authors I always follow. Will your Libby be the same voice and narration as what Amazon offers?
Sure. Some of them are. They're from the same publishers.
Right.
So it's the same edition. Some of our vendors don't offer the same thing as maybe what they would have at Amazon, but if it's a Stephen King or whatever book that is out to the public, it would be the same one. So, yeah.
That's incredible.
And it is free.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, I've got Libby downloaded on my phone. I was telling Judy before we went on the air that I don't know how to use it yet. It's sitting there, and I know it's probably not that hard, so I need to be more diligent because, both are good, not to take business away, but if the cost of doing the Audible book, is something that stops you, then Libby would be a great alternative or the only alternative.
Yeah, it's interesting. Libraries pay a much higher price, they have to, to get the books than you would as an individual.
Because you're going to give it to so many more people.
That might be their reasoning.
Of course, yeah.
And also, if there is a book that you would like to listen to or read in an e-format, just fill out a form that's on our webpage, and we'd be happy to look at it and see if it's something that we think the whole community would enjoy. And if it is, we will order it.
Okay. I know that we can order books again. If it's a book that is determined to be one of value to other people, you can order a book, or it could be, what is it, an interlibrary loan.
Absolutely.
I mean, the physical book you can get loaned from another library and it comes in.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still old-fashioned enough, Anne, that there are times that I want to hold on to that book.
Oh, me too.
And if I own it, then I can actually write in the margins. I do stop myself from, I don't write on the library's copy, but.
Thank you.
But there is something about holding a book still. I guess I grew up with that.
I did too, and yes, I love that.
Yeah. Did you grow up loving libraries as a child? I mean, was that a part of your childhood?
Actually, I'm a native of Idaho. I grew up in McCall, and we had a really small, kind of dark and dingy library, and I did not enjoy going there. I didn't really start reading until maybe college or, late high school. Mm-hmm. My mother is a writer. My whole family, they're all writers, and I just was more outdoorsy, I guess, than that. But once I started, I just can't put a book down.
I will actually have to be careful because I will finish the book even if I don't like it.
I do too.
I feel like I've made a commitment with this author.
Yes.
I feel like, I need to do this.
Yes.
As a child, I loved going to the library. We had a beautiful small community in Illinois, but we had one of the Dale Carnegie grants that came in. So we had this beautiful pillared red brick, gorgeous, arched. I mean, for this little tiny farming community, it was incredible. I remember walking to the library once a week, with our buddies from the grade school, and walking to the library and returning books and getting books. And it is a cherished memory. I mean, it's one of my best childhood memories. I love books.
And now McCall has a brand new, well, not brand new, but a newer library that's wonderful. So,
excellent.
Yeah, the old one's been torn down.
Not
so
dark and dingy
not
anymore.
Not anymore, no. It's wonderful.
Well, you have some new products, and I put them under computers and technology because I wasn't sure. You Press Reader, Creative Bug, and Biblio Board. What are those? That sounds like something for kids, maybe.
No,
everybody.
Not necessarily. The Press Reader is thousands of newspapers and magazines. They come in lots of different languages. They're from across the world, not just local, but it is amazing. And I would recommend to everybody to take a peek at it because there's so much information there.
Is that a separate app or is that through Libby or you have to download Press Reader? Or?
It is separate. It's on our webpage, on our new webpage. In fact, I think it's up there now. I haven't even checked it. It's that new. But we did do reviews on it before we purchased it. And I think people will be amazed at the information that they can get from that resource.
All right. We are up against a break, so we're going to hold that on Creative Bug and Biblio Board, but we're going to get back to it right after these messages.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other.
Sharon's Hallmark is getting ready for spring with new merchandise arriving daily, including apparel, jewelry, and home decor, plus a great selection of candles featuring spring fragrances. Think spring. Think Sharon's Hallmark.
DeLuna's is the home of the Long Weekend Cafe and Gift Shop, now offering curbside and delivery in Sandpoint. Plus, they have a new shipment of games and toys for the whole family. Stop by and say hi at DeLuna's today.
Hey, bud, you got any change?
What for?
Playing Frogger.
Oh, man, I loved Frogger.
Yeah.
So where's the big retro arcade game?
Oh, I just need some coinage to scratch this.
All right, here you go.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Oh, you completely lost it.
Actually, I just won.
Really?
Yep.
Play Idaho Lottery's Frogger Scratch Game and win up to 50 grand. Game on.
Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Play wise.
Selkirk Press would like to give a warm welcome to all their new customers from Mountain Sky and say thank you to all of their existing customers and local support. Selkirk Press is proud to be your local print solution for all your needs. Brochures, forms, envelopes, letterhead, and business cards. They also do bulk mailing and EDDM mail prep. Your one-stop shop for all your printing and mailing needs. Selkirk Press on Industrial Drive by the Sandpoint Airport.
Hi, I'm head football coach Ryan Knowles from Sandpoint High School, urging you to help out the Bulldog football program by participating in our inaugural truck raffle. Tickets are $5 each and are available now from student athletes or online at spbulldogs.com for a chance to win a brand new 2021 Chevy Colorado from Taylor & Son Chevy. Proceeds will allow players to earn merchandise incentives for the upcoming season. The winning raffle ticket will be drawn during halftime of our homecoming game on Friday, October 1st.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We are talking with Ann Nichols today. Ann is the director of the East Bonner County Library, their website, and it's a new website. Not new. They've always had a website, but they've like rearranged it, they say, to make it easier for us. So I hope it is. I think it will be. It's at ebonnerlibrary.org. And we have a question that came in on these on Libby. So let's talk a little bit more about Libby and that people can get like ebooks, which would be like comparable to Kindle, where you're getting the printed word on your device, or audiobooks, which someone is reading the book to you, and you can have it on your phone and in your Bluetooth ear as you walk. You can be listening to somebody read you a book. So one of the questions that came in was, when we get a digital book, is there an expiration date, like with a physical book?
Yes, actually there is. But you don't have to worry about it. It just turns itself off. So if you haven't read it by the end, that's when you need to worry, because it's going to disappear on you.
Can you renew it?
You can renew?
Okay.
You can renew it, but they have usually lots of interest on those books. So someone else may have already put a hold on that one. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah,
well, it's just like any book. If there's somebody else with a hold, you have to wait again if you want to reread or whatever.
That's right, yeah.
Does the book actually download to your device, or you have to have internet connection because you're catching it on an internet connection at the library, or does it actually download and reside on your device for a while?
It will download. So once it's downloaded, you can take it anywhere you want and still be able to hear it or read it, which is wonderful.
So we could download a couple of books if we're heading out on vacation, and I would like to be doing that right now. I have a friend who just got back from Hawaii.
Ah.
So I could download a couple of books on my phone or my laptop, whatever, and listen to those while I'm on vacation.
Absolutely. It's a lot easier to pack, not having to take three or four big, heavy books. So you can download them on your phone.
Didn't we all grow up traveling with one paperback, and then you'd leave it in the hotel, buy another one, and keep that one when you came home? All right, good question. So Libby, and so it's an app. They go to ebonnercountylibrary.org and
ebonnerlibrary.org.
Okay, ebonnerlibrary.org. Yes. Sorry, I messed that up. And then download the app, Libby.
Libby. Uh-huh. It's also called OverDrive.
Oh. That's new to Barbara.
And we have other downloadable books, too, but I would suggest you just search through our online resources and see what all's there, because you might be surprised. There's some very interesting things that I wouldn't have thought to ever look at.
And all free. What about Creative Bug? We mentioned that. What's that?
Yes, that is an interesting program for all you people that like to create things on your own. It's if you like quilting or even piano, or I can't even list all the things it has on there. Thousands of different categories of things that you can learn to do. They have little video clips of how to do things, sort of like little YouTube things, but they're more of a teaching, learning program on there. In little small chunks, you can come back to them if you haven't finished when you start. And it'll give you all the supplies you need. Say you want to bake a birthday cake or something, and it'll tell you what you need and then how to decorate it. They have people on the site that you can talk to that will help you through it, or at least through email. So they're like regular classes.
But I want to learn to play the ukulele.
Oh, yeah.
That might be on there.
Yeah, I would guess so. I haven't looked for that one, but you might. They have had a ukulele group at the library when we were still open with our meeting rooms.
Teaching or
to teach, and group just coming together. Anybody could join.
I have to get a ukulele first, but... Biblioboard. What's that?
Yes.
Real quick. What's that?
That is for writers, actually. If you are an author or a writer, you want to learn more about writing, it can give you tips on writing, but you can also publish your own book online there, and it will be available to other people to read, and it's
Publishing as in, what about artwork? You can pick out artwork to go with your, or the binding or the cover?
I don't know about that. I'm sorry. I haven't really looked at it a lot myself, but it is a national thing that you can see authors from other places. But on our biblio board at our library, it's really sort of made for local authors. I would say go in, take a look at it. There are three parts to it, for authors and then for reading other people's and some other part. I'm sorry I don't have more information.
We'll put that
about
on
it.
Our get back to, because yes. I think that's very interesting. If you're going to publish a book, you're going to need some kind of binding, I would think, or some kind of artwork, but maybe not. Maybe it's a whole new concept on how to publish your own book. Well, I have another question. Well, DVD movies and CD music, I think everybody knows that's available at the library. That has been there for a long time. And again, all free if you want to watch some of the old classic movies or maybe even some new ones.
Yes.
There it is, and CD music. But I don't have a CD player in my car anymore. I don't took CDs out of cars, the newer cars? I don't know what that is. Anyway, tutoring and proctoring. Yes. I did not know that you guys had tutoring and proctoring. I don't know what those services are, but they sound wonderful to me. And are there costs involved with that? I mean, if you have a child and he needs to be tutored, let's say in math,
yes,
regular math, then how is that available?
We have 4 rooms now for tutoring, and 1 staff person who arranges all of that. He gets a tutor and matches them up with a student and then gets a time for them. And they are usually once a week, depending on their availability and what they need. And they tutor in all different subjects, math, different languages, how to become a U.S. citizen.
Any
age.
Child to adult?
Usually, yes.
Could be adult tutoring, or is it mostly young people?
It's usually an adult tutoring. If it is not an adult, there will be an adult in the room.
It's for kids.
It's
and
for anybody.
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 And, of course, the tutor is an adult.
Yes. If they aren't, then there will be an adult in the room
okay.
as well.
What about costs?
It is free.
So I need a tutor, Anne, for my ukulele skills.
Okay.
I need a ukulele and a ukulele tutor, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yes. Just call Mike at the library.
What's the telephone number at the library? Do you have that off the top of your head?
Oh, area code 208-263-6930.
6930. So Mike at 208-263-6930. Mike, are you listening? Because I am going to call you on this whole ukulele thing. So just to give you a good challenge. Well, another part. So, proctoring.
Yes.
SATs and what kind of proctoring goes on?
All kinds of proctoring for exams from lots of different universities around the country. We just have to have someone available there to make sure the student has everything they need and that they are keeping to the agenda so that nothing...
Well, that's what proctoring is all about. It's usually timed and restricted and with rules and regulations going on, so it's fair across America or the world, whoever's competing.
Yeah, so you can take online classes and then come in and get tutored if the school requires that, or come in and get the
exam.
Proctoring exam if that's what the school requires.
So I guess, you know, what kind of tests? I mean, we all know all the tests, whether you're going into college or graduate school or the LSAT for law school, would those be types of tests that would be proctored at the library, or are those in different?
Some of those are through the schools, but some of them, usually they are college classes, sometimes high school, and it might be one semester, the final for that particular class, their final exam. And a person couldn't come in to to the school to take it, so they'll let us proctor for them at the library.
That's amazing. I just don't have a feeling for how all that would cover. For example, there are LPNs, mm-hmm. you know, and they have different exams they have to do. If they do not want to go to, I don't know, there's NIC campus in Sandpoint, but let's say it's Lewis and Clark. They don't want to go to Coeur d'Alene. They could potentially be tested and would be a proctored test at the library, as long as the Lewis and Clark or NIC or whatever the institution was agreed that that would be appropriate.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's incredible.
We do a lot of it.
That's incredible. I think that, I mean, anybody with high school kids or college-age kids or even adult returning to adult education at any, not necessarily even thinking colleges, but just technical training.
Yes.
I mean, if that could be a part of it, it would keep you driving to, like, for example, I talked to, I'll have to follow up on this. I talked to the chaplains, the two guys that are head of the chaplain corps, one for Boundary County and then the chaplain corps head here in Bonner County. And both of them were saying that in order to be a part of their official chaplain corps, you have to go to a training in Spokane, and that's where it's a chaplain corps, because it's not just, you know, I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, let me pray for you. I mean, they are schooled in how to handle, you know, if it's, you know, they're working with first responders who can also be traumatized by fires and accidents and lots of injuries and whatever, and the people that are involved. And sometimes some of these issues go on for hours and hours and hours, getting things clear anyway. So there's some very specific training. And I mean, I can only imagine that they could be blessed. I mean, it would make a big difference if they could do some of the testing here, or even some of the classes here.
That's all a possibility. It would just depend on the school and what the needs are.
If they would. Well, that's another question I'm going to write and talk to Dave and Len about. All right, so we're up against another break. We're going to take that break right now. You know, we're not going to get to everything on this list. But anyway, we'll get to some more stuff for you. I hope you're finding this interesting, that there are so many resources at the library that you have access to. So you want to take advantage of all the good resources that are here. We'll be right back.
It's time for spring savings at Knutson Chevrolet. Hi, this is Lauren to let you know you can save 33% off MSRP on a new 2021 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive. Buy this one now for only $21,917. Or what about a new 2021 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 for only $35,991? That's 16% off MSRP. VINs are posted in our showroom. See dealer for details. Prices are plus tax and fees and after rebates. You must be a current owner or lessee of a 2007 or newer non-GM car or truck to qualify for rebate. Test drive our new online shopping experience with ShopClickDrive at Knutson.com. Experience our commitment to your safety and security with vehicle pickup and delivery at your home or office for service appointments or test drives. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet. Minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church, and the Bible declares in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6, "Most men will proclaim every one his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find?" And then in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, it says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The conclusion? Most men see themselves differently than God does. Most men see their own goodness, while God declares that all men are sinners. How about you today, my friend? Will your judgment of yourself be faithful or faulty? True or tainted? Have you seen yourself as a sinner short of God's glory, in need of God's mercy? Or have you proclaimed your own goodness? If you would like to contact us, you can reach us here at Bonners Ferry Baptist Church at 267-3746 or find us at bfbaptist.com.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We are talking with Ann Nichols. She's the director of the East Bonner County Library. And let's get that website right, Ann. I kind of messed it up. It's ebonnerlibrary.org.
Yes.
ebonnerlibrary.org. And listen, if you need a tutor for yourself or one of your kiddos, you need to talk to Mike. And this is the telephone number for all the libraries. It's not Mike's personal phone number. 208-263-6930. And Mike, here's a heads up. I'm going to call. That ukulele thing is really hitting my heart right now. So let's talk about a garden update that, you know, this is the season when people can't wait to get out and dig in the dirt. What is the library offering in terms of gardening ideas and gardening resources?
There is a lot going on at the garden right now. We have things that were planted by volunteers last year that hadn't had a chance to come up and grow, so it's going to be a surprise for lots of people what's going to bloom out there really soon. That'll be fun to look at. We are going to have several different planter beds this year that we're going to try. One will be for medicinal plants, which will be interesting. There'll be classes on that as well by a volunteer. And then the kids programs this summer, there is going to be one centered out in the garden. And they're going to teach the kids all sorts of things about gardening. They already have some plants going to start that process so kids can see the plants growing, and it'll be they can see the roots going down into the dirt and that sort of thing. They're started in the greenhouse. And
you saw me take a breath. Uh-huh. I just think everyone, adults and kids, need to understand how, if they don't know, if they're not gardeners, you know, how food grows and how we, you know, the labor involved in getting tomatoes.
Yes.
to grow. It's not as easy as just walking in and buying a tomato at your local supermarket. So you do have tables and benches out in this garden area?
They're on their way. We have ordered them several weeks ago. So we have a couple of little tables, but we'll have more and some benches to put around so people can sit and read and lounge and just enjoy being outside.
Have a little picnic lunch.
Yep. We'll have some sun sails up to get some shade out there as well. And
let's see. You have a greenhouse?
There is a greenhouse. And inside the greenhouse, not only will we have some little plants starting to grow, we'll also have free little library books out there. So you can go out into the greenhouse, find a book or two, take it out and read under those sun sails or around the fountain that will be turned back on, and just relax and enjoy it. We might be having other groups come, maybe some of the local instruments will come and play for the orchestras and that sort of thing, and then mm-hmm. story time. So there'll be a lot going on.
So it sounds like it can be active and yet contemplative, too, that there would be, you know, some quietness there, maybe.
Both.
Herb gardens and medicinal gardens. So you're going to be growing the herbs and growing the medicinal plants, but then what happens to them? How do they get harvested and used?
You'll need to come to the class to find out.
So the people who attend the class would be a part of harvesting and, I don't know, taking an herb home. And
they might be. I'm not sure what the teacher has planned, but there'll be lots going on in every avenue there. So keep your eye out. We will have a sign-up place as well so that on our calendar on the library webpage, the garden will be part of that calendar, so you can see what's happening out there.
Okay, so find out what's going on with the library garden and the herb gardens, medicinal garden, the tables and benches. I love the idea of the music, to go there and just have an outdoor space. A lot of people, believe it or not, even in this walking town, in this beautiful community that we live in, do not have their own outdoor space. They just don't. Either that or they haven't developed it. So I think it's wonderful that the library has that. So the other topic that we want to get in today before we say goodbye is volunteers. Do you need volunteers? What do volunteers do for the library?
Volunteers are really our backbone at the library. They are wonderful. People come in and help shelve. They help do any of the extra tasks that maybe the normal staff doesn't have a lot of time to do. They have helped with the tutoring program. They are volunteers, and they have done that online when we weren't able to have them in person. They would do it electronically.
Can there be tutoring now? Let me go back to that now. If the tutor and the person who's being tutored wear a mask, they can come inside and be tutored, right?
Yes, they can.
Can it be more than, like, if three adults want to learn Spanish, they could come in and agree to be a tutoring group, or is it always one-on-one?
It's usually one-on-one, but if they need three, we would be willing to do that. And they do it actually online now, too, so you can do it from home if that's what you need to do. Or you can come in and use the library meeting rooms to do, not meeting rooms, but the library tutoring rooms to do that.
Okay. See, I think that's why I had marked tutoring and proctoring. I did not know about those services. I think that's phenomenal. I think it's wonderful, and can't wait to where, because I think one-on-one, even like this talking, is so much better than electronically or even on the phone. I did a phone interview last week, and it's just not that. It's, you don't see the eyes.
Yeah.
I know you're smiling. I don't see your smile, but I know you are. And so it's just so much better in person. I can't help but think, the tutoring and the proctoring will be so much better when it can be. I know it can be inside now with masks, but when it can be inside without that and just really just be together on that.
Yes.
All right. We are winding down. So is there a number that people can call if they want to volunteer, they want to find out about volunteer opportunities? Is it that same number that you gave us?
Yes, it is. Just call there and ask for the volunteer tutoring person, and actually that is Mike as well. So.
Okay. Mike's going to get a lot of phone calls, I think. We'll see. The telephone number we're talking about for the East Bonner County Library is 208-263-6930, and that website that we've also talked about is ebonnerlibrary.org. All right. Thank you so much for being with us today, Anne. It's been a delight. Lots of good information. Can't wait to when we can talk again.
Oh, thank you. And we'll wait to hear your ukulele out in the garden.
Yes, yes, yes. So I want to let everybody know that next week is also going to be very special. My guest is Whitney Lilly, who is a family nurse practitioner here in Sandpoint, and she is one of my amazing healthcare professionals. So I'm excited about this conversation. I hope you'll be here too. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care and be blessed.